History and physical, patient name, Kirkland, Charles, date, 3/4/23, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation, history of present illness. Mr. Kirkland is a 72-year-old Caucasian male seen today on rounds. He is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient is new to this facility and was recently in the hospital due to altered mental status. He also had a recent fall and had complaints of pain in his left hip. Workup at the hospital was negative. Since his admission, the patient is doing well. He is here for continued rehabilitation and physical therapy. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, hyperlipidemia, Alzheimer's, dementia, hypothyroidism, depression, and insomnia. Past surgical history, stented artery, current medications, acetaminophen, amiodarone, apixaban, atorvastatin, carbetolol, cefalexin, donazepil, Lasix, levothyroxine, losartan, melatonin, Seroquel, and trazodone. Allergies, peanuts, and shellfish. Social history, the patient lives locally at home. He does not smoke or drink alcohol. No history of IV drug abuse. No history of STDs. Family history, negative. Review of systems as per above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure, 111 over 79, temperature 97.3, heart rate 65, respirations 18, blood sugar 129, and oxygen saturation 94% on room air. HEENT benign, nexcephal, no JVD noted. Lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm. Normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, and non-distended. Bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, grossly non-focal. Dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Labs and imaging, admission labs and imaging reviewed at this time. Assessment and plan, number 1, frequent falls. Continue current therapy and fall precautions. Number 2, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 3, atherosclerotic heart disease, continue current medications and routine follow-up with cardiologists. Number 4, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Number 5, UTI, continue current medications. Number 6, Alzheimer's dementia, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs. Number 7, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Number 8, insomnia, continue current medications. Number 9, depression. Continue current medication. Thank you.